So you're 45 years old, you're staring at a retirement calculator, and the number is pretty terrifying. A lot of individuals have this feeling, but here's the good news you need to know. Starting late might actually be your advantage. Yes, it would have been great to start earlier, but you can't go back in time. Most people think building serious wealth after 45 is impossible, but the fastest wealth builders I know didn't even get started until their 40s. Today, I'm revealing why your timeline isn't your enemy, it's your superpower. Hey, this is Brian, the Wealth Decisions Guy and author of the book, Momentous Decisions, 7 Steps to Better Health, More Wealth, and a Richer Life, and the founder of Momentous Wealth Advisors. And today I'm revealing the 3-phase wealth acceleration plan that can compress 30 years of wealth building into 15. Let me tell you about Mark. He's 47 years old, he's divorced, he's starting over financially with $38,000 in his 401k and a bunch of debt. He came to me convinced he kind of missed his opportunity. If this sounds familiar, this episode is just for you. But this episode is also for individuals that did start planning in their 20s and 30s, but want a plan to accelerate their wealth building to maybe retire earlier. So here's the truth most financial advisors won't tell you. Traditional retirement planning advice is designed for people who start at 25. Compound interest charts, dollar cost averaging into index funds, saving 10% of your income. These are all great strategies if you have 40 years. But what about the millions of Americans who wake up in their 40s and 50s realizing they need a different playbook? The financial world treats late starters like financial failures, but I'm here to flip the script. After working with hundreds of clients who started building wealth after 45, I've discovered something interesting. So let's start with wealth decision principle number 1. Your experience is your advantage. Inexperience is expensive. In your 40s, you've made mistakes, you've learned from them, and you've developed judgment that a 25-year-old simply doesn't possess. You may know what products you actually need versus what marketers tell you you want. You understand value, but most importantly, you have urgency, and urgency creates focus. So coming up in just a few minutes, I'll reveal the 3-phase system that helped Mark build $180,000 in wealth in just 5 years. Plus, the specific account sequence that maximizes your tax efficiency when you're starting late. So phase 1 is the foundation, and this is what I call the financial triage. Unlike traditional advice that says pay off all your debt first, late starters need to be strategic. You don't have time for the luxury of paying off your 3.5% mortgage while missing years of compound growth. So here's your foundation sequence. First, establish a $2,000 emergency fund, not the traditional 3 to 6 months. You need liquid cash fast to avoid derailing your plan from credit card debt. Second, maximize any employer 401k matches immediately. This is an instant 50% to 100% returns. Third, open a Roth IRA and contribute whatever you can, even if it's just $50 a month. This leads me to wealth decision principle number 2. Small money consistently beats big money sporadically. I've seen people obsess over finding the perfect $10,000 investment while ignoring the power of $300 monthly contributions. The math is pretty amazing. $300 monthly at 8% growth for 20 years equals $176,000. That's nearly $200,000 from $72,000 in contributions. But here's the kicker. Most people starting after 45 can actually contribute more than 300 because their income is higher than it was in their 30s. Before we dive into phase 2, quick reminder, hit the subscribe button because by the end of this episode, you'll have a complete step-by-step action plan. It will give you clarity on exactly what to do this week to start building real wealth, even if you're starting with almost nothing. And here's what's coming up, the account sequencing strategy that could save you thousands in taxes, plus the investment allocation that's specifically designed for someone starting late. So phase 2 is the acceleration phase. I call this earnings optimization. This is where late starters have a massive advantage over younger people. You have skills, experience, and professional networks. It's time to monetize them strategically. First, audit your current income. Are you being paid fairly for your experience level? My client, Mark, discovered he was $18,000 below market rate for his position. One conversation with his boss resulted in a $15,000 raise. That's $15,000 annually he can now invest. Second, explore some side income that leverages your existing experience. You don't need to drive for Uber or deliver food, but can you consult in your field, teach online courses, freelance your skills? A client of mine, a former HR director, now makes $2,000 monthly helping small businesses with employee handbooks. And third, consider career pivoting strategically. I know this sounds scary, but your 40s and 50s might be the perfect time to transition into higher paying fields that value your experience. Healthcare administration, real estate, financial services, industries that pay well and prefer experienced professionals. So this leads me to wealth decision principle number 3. Invest in yourself first. Your earning power is your greatest asset. Every dollar you invest in increasing your income has unlimited upside potential. A $500 course that helps you earn an extra $200 monthly pays for itself in 3 months and then provides profit for decades. Coming up next, the specific investment strategy for late starters that focuses on growth while managing risk, plus the tax advantage account sequence that most people get completely wrong. Phase 3 is the strategic investing. This is your accelerated wealth building phase. This is where we throw out traditional conservative advice for people over 45. The beautiful thing about being in your 40s is you have something more valuable than time, experience, and higher income potential. Here's your strategic allocation: 60% in growth investments, 20% in developed international markets, 10% in emerging markets, and 10% in alternatives like real estate investment trusts. Yes, this is aggressive, but you need growth to catch up. But one thing to be careful of, you want diversified growth. Do not bet the farm on one stock or the next hot crypto to try and catch up. This is one of the biggest mistakes I see individuals that have started late do. This isn't about gambling on your future. It's about betting on it with a solid plan. Now, here's the account sequence most people get wrong. First, max out your 401k contribution if you can afford it. The current limit is $23,500. Second, max out your Roth IRA at $7,000 annually. And third, if you still have money to invest, invest in a taxable brokerage investment account. And if you're over age 50, you can contribute an extra $7,500 to your 401k and an extra $1,000 to your Roth IRA. Now, let me give you the real numbers. If you contribute $30,000 annually to your 401k and $8,000 to your Roth IRA, assuming 8% annual returns, you'll have over $850,000 by age 67. Add in existing savings, Social Security, and potential inheritance, and you're looking at a very comfortable retirement. Now, I know what you're thinking. Brian, I can't afford $38,000 annually. And that's okay. Start with whatever you can do consistently and build the habit. Even $1,000 monthly grows to $340,000 over 20 years. The key is being strategic about tax efficiency. Traditional 401k contributions reduce your current tax bill, while Roth contributions grow tax-free forever. If you expect to be in a lower tax bracket in retirement, prioritize traditional. If you expect to be in a higher tax bracket in retirement, focus more on Roth. And here's something most people miss. If you're married and your spouse works, you can potentially double these contribution limits. That's up to $76,000 annually in tax advantage contributions. So here's your step-by-step action plan for this week. On Monday, calculate your current net worth using a free tool like Personal Capital or Mint. You need to know your starting point. On Tuesday, review your employer's 401k plan. Are you contributing enough to get the full match? If not, increase your contribution immediately. On Wednesday, open a Roth IRA with a low-cost provider like Vanguard, Fidelity, or Schwab. Start with whatever amount you can afford. Even $25 a month matters. And Thursday, audit your current income. Research salary ranges for your position and industry. Are you being underpaid? And Friday, Brainstorm three ways you could earn an additional $500 monthly using your existing skills and experience. And here's your 5-minute challenge. Before you go to bed tonight, set up one automatic transfer from your checking account to a savings account. This single action creates some momentum and builds the habit of paying yourself first. And I'd love if you went to my pinned comment below and answer this question. What's the biggest financial regret you have from your 20s or 30s? And how are you going to avoid repeating it now? I read every comment, and one of your comments just might inspire a future episode. Building wealth after 45 isn't just possible, it's happening all around. Mark, the client I mentioned at the beginning, he's now 52 with $190,000 in investments and on track to retire comfortably at age 65. The difference wasn't magic, it was strategy, consistency, and refusing to accept starting defeated. If this episode helped you see wealth building differently, hit the like button and subscribe to get updated on future episodes. Until next time, make every wealth decision count. This is Brian, the Wealth Decisions Guy, and hope to see you next week.